Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Mental Note, Divine Time. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here for you this morning, Sunday morning prayer and inspiration. Thanks for joining me this morning. Of course, guys, on Sunday mornings I have Mountain Wings moments for you, so I will get right into that. Just want to let you know that I have opened the chat line up, so if you want to chat, feel free. And the call-in number is 347-215-8667. If something's on your mind or you have something inspirational for the listeners this morning, feel free to give us a call. Again, that number is 347-215-8667. I'm going to start with Mountain Wings number 8034. How do you see your job? Anyone who sees in his own occupation merely a means of earning money degrades it. But he that sees in it a service to mankind ennobles both his labor and himself. A. Lawrence Lowell. That's a quote from A. Lawrence Lowell. And guys, you know Super Tuesday is coming up here in Georgia. Super Tuesday, you got to go out and vote. I have already expressed that I will be voting for Barack Obama. I will express that again. I will be voting for Barack Obama. But regardless of who you're voting for, please get out and vote on Tuesday. And it brings me to Mountain Wings Thursday, Thursday's Mountain Wings, number 8031, which is State of the Union. Very good, guys. And I want to just take a moment and read you this. First, I want to read you a scripture out of the Bible. Deuteronomy 17:15 says, "Be sure to appoint over you the king the Lord your God chooses." Again, be sure to appoint over you the king the Lord God, the Lord your God chooses. Okay? If you're unsure of the casting of your vote during the upcoming election for the political king of the United States, then perhaps you should check out this mini message, The Presidential Imperative, which is on theonlineword.com. I'm going to read it to you this morning. And it just tells you how the minister who wrote this particular Mountain Wings, how he came about choosing who to vote for. Of course, he prayed and God spoke to him. And so I'm just going to go through and I'm going to read that for you this morning. It's very good information, and it just kind of helps you make up your mind regardless of who you pray for, if you pray or if you meditate or whatever it is you do to talk to a higher spiritual being, then, you know, this will help you with that, okay? And just want to let you guys know that I will be back here this evening at 6:30 p.m. for all things real estate, so get your real estate questions ready. Make sure you check me out right here on Blog Talk Radio, and you can always check me out at myspace.com/purposevision. Look forward to speaking with you there as well. You can leave me comments. I do appreciate that. Once you listen to the show, let me know if you like what you hear. All right, so stay right where you are, and I'll be back with more Divine Time right here at Sunday Morning Prayer and Inspiration. Thanks a lot. All right, guys, I'm back. Thanks for sticking around. And I'm going to go right to airjesus.com and read from there. This was written by Pastor Nathaniel Bronner, and it's called The Presidential Imperative. Truly God is the rock, and the earlier you understand that, the more solid ground you'll be on for the rest of your lives. Upon last Sunday, we had the Men of Vision meeting. Normally, only men are allowed into the Men of Vision meeting because, after all, it's called the Men of Vision. But last week was a little bit different. Women were invited, and it was the first time we actually discussed politics. We have an upcoming major election, and I knew that there were many people, for one reason or another, who were simply not informed on the candidates and the issues. We had two very well-informed and outspoken gentlemen at the meeting, Mr. Antonio Cunningham and Mr. Dwayne Neck. One took the Republican side and one took the Democratic side. We had each of them make a presentation and give us the pros and cons of each so that we would have an educated analysis and would be able to make an informed decision about who to vote for. And even in the dressing room, this morning as we were having our makeup applied, Dion, who was at the meeting, was asked, "Well, who are you voting for now?" She said that she still was undecided. So we had a lot of discussion, a lot of facts and history brought forth, and hopefully some of those who attended were able to make a rational decision. Some of you have already studied and have decided which direction you're going. As we were closing out the meeting, I asked Pastor James to just close out for the day and give us our closing prayer. Even with all the facts and history, James said the meeting brought something back to his memory. He reminded me of something I did in the presidential election 2 terms prior. As I was walking into the polls, being a staunch Democrat, but for the first time, I just stood in the line and I bowed my head and I asked, "Lord, who do you want me to vote for?" Understand that all throughout history, it has always been God who has always placed the king on the throne. Now, the king may have been placed on the throne for reasons that we do not understand nor agree with. Sometimes God placed the king on the throne to punish the people because the people have been evil. He would send the land through famine, captivity, and destruction because the people hadn't been good. But God has always placed leadership for one reason or another. But with our limited knowledge and understanding, we don't even understand part of the whole picture. And I have learned, just even with politics, I'm not as critical or judgmental as I used to be. The more things you go through in life, the less judgmental and critical you become. It's hard to lead anything. Can you imagine trying to lead a nation of as many as 350 million people, and each one has a different idea of how the thing should be run? That's not an easy job, so I don't criticize anybody for something I couldn't do any better. If I had to run this country, I'd have some issues. I really would. There will be some people outside picketing President Bronner all day long. No matter what you did, you're going to make someone extremely, extremely upset. So it's not an easy job. It's not a job that I would take on. It's not a job that you could even pay me to do. Politics is tough. There are 3 things you can get into a big argument discussing: politics, religion, and sports. People just have radically different ideas and views on those 3 things. There's just so much secret stuff in politics. I used to read all of the conspiracy theories and all of the deep stuff. But when I thought about it, the government doesn't have any more secrets than the average person. I don't know if you realize it or not, but there is a lot of stuff that you all have done that you would not tell the pastor. There's a lot of stuff right now that you all would not tell the pastor. You all have secret stuff yourselves. And I have another big flash for you. I'm one of the most open ministers that you'll ever find about my personal world. But I've got some stuff that I am not going to tell you all of us, just like the government, have secret stuff that we're not going to tell anyone unless they find out. Go to the polls and you vote and make sure that you are counted. In light of all that, when James made that prayer and statement, I had not even asked God about this particular election. For those of you who have made up your mind, you go ahead and vote for who you want to vote for. For those of you who have researched and decided, stick with what you have decided. I asked the Lord, who do I need to vote for? Because I have to cast my own vote. It's one man, one vote, one woman, one vote, and I have to cast my own vote. When I asked the question, just as God told me nearly 8 years ago, as I was getting ready to vote for Gore, and he said to vote for Bush, it shook me. I would have never voted for Bush in 100 years, but my mind is not that of God. So for those of you who may be undecided and you don't know what to do, I'm talking to that group. You've listened to the arguments, you've seen the debates, and you still don't know what to do? As I asked God the question, Lord, who do I need to vote for? He spoke it instantly and clearly without hesitation. So I at least have no question. So I'm telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just telling you who I'm supposed to vote for. So if you have no earthly idea whatsoever, then you just go ahead and vote for the same person that I'm going to vote for. But one of the major keys in the election, and one of the things that I do want to tell you is to vote. So no matter who you vote for, at least make your voice count by showing up at the polls. At least give respect and honor to those who have preceded us and who have bled, died, and everything else trying to get the right to vote. If you're 18 years or older, you need to be registered and you need to be at those polls because it does make a difference which groups show up and which groups don't. So whatever you do and whomever you vote for, make sure that without question that you do go and vote. And as I bowed my head and I asked God, Lord, who do I vote for? He answered me in one simple word, Barack. So that's who I'm voting for. You make your own choice. You do what you're led to do and make your own choice. But if you have no idea and you don't know who to vote for and what to do, then I would invite you to follow what I'm doing and go ahead and vote for Barack Obama. All right, guys. Another Mountain Wings moment for you right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. I do appreciate you tuning in to me this morning, tuning into the show. Mental note, divine time, Sunday morning prayer and inspiration. Be sure to check me out this evening, 6:30 p.m., for another dose of mental note, all things real estate, right here for you on Blog Talk Radio. So stay right where you are, and I will be back with more. If you'd like to call in, you can call 347-215-8667, and the chat session is open. One, two, three, four. Top, he laid his hands. right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here for you, Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Divine Time, Sunday morning prayer and inspiration. The call-in number is 347-215-8667 if you'd like to call in. We'll have a couple more Mountain Wings moments for you this morning, little short ones, but simple but sweet and definitely good food for the soul. So here we go. Heavy enough. The crosses we bear are not supposed to be heavy enough to crush us, but they are heavy enough to bend our knees. Okay? So, you know, if you have things that are going on with you in your life right now, you know, sometimes we're just taken through things. We're tested. But God is never going to put anything on you no more than what you can handle. So, you know, just thank God that He gives you strength to make it through whatever it is you're going through, okay? And great men, another Mountain Wings moment for you here. If it'll come up for me, okay, here we go. Great men are they who see that the spiritual is stronger than any material force. Ralph Waldo Emerson. That's a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. So great men are they who see that the spiritual is stronger than any material force. And I also want to leave you with something not as heavy here in just a second. It's called What Day Was It? Or What Day Is It? I think it's really cute, so I just want to take a moment here and read you guys this. It'll come up. I had a little trouble with the computer this morning, guys. Let me see if I can get this one for you. But again, just make sure that you can, that if you have an opportunity, you go to my myspace.com/purposevision. And check me out there. You can always leave me messages and do the friend request thing and all of that, and I will oblige. I do appreciate you tuning in. So here it is. What day was it? Over breakfast one morning, a woman said to her husband, "I'll bet you don't know what day this is." "Of course I do," he answered as if he was offended and left for the office. At 10 a.m., the doorbell rang, and when the woman opened the door, she was handed a box of dozen long-stem roses. At 1 o'clock, a full-wrapped 2-pound box of her favorite chocolates was delivered. Later, a boutique delivered a designer dress. The woman couldn't wait for her husband to come home. "First the flowers, then the chocolates, and then the dress," she exclaimed. "I've never had a more wonderful Groundhog's Day in my life." Hope you had a happy Groundhog Day. That was yesterday, guys. So Groundhog's Day was yesterday, so I thought that was so cute. But at any rate, again, I do appreciate you listening. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here for you, Blog Talk Radio. You've been listening to Divine Time, your Sunday morning prayer and inspiration. And remember, until we speak again, in all things, peace and love. I look forward to talking to you tonight, 6:30 p.m. Be there.
People, if you got something that's working against you, turn around and walk away. You can do it. Cece, I want to talk to you, girl.
Talk to me, girl.
Something's leading me into temptation. The stress of life is getting deep in my soul. I wake up with a feeling of frustration.
Oh, guys, I apologize for that. The music just shut off for whatever reason. See if I can find you something else to end the show with here. See what we have here for you. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here, Blog Talk Radio. Remember that Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. tonight, I will have all things real estate for you. So make sure that you come back and join me for that. I look forward to, you know, giving you your real estate tips, answering any questions that you may have, and also doing business with you. It's, you know, I am available no matter where you are in the country to do business. Property management, I can help you with that. Advertising your property, I can help you with that if you're trying to do, you know, for sale by owner. I can help you with all of that. So, you know, make sure that you hit me up. Let me know what it is that you need, and I'll be sure to get right on that, okay? So, again, in all things peace and love, and I will see you this evening.
Talk Radio.